It's Sunday, the 26th of July, 11 a.m. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird, how are you? She must have saw me coming to the door. Yes, I'll put something out for you. She's looking bedraggled. Isn't that a brilliant word? Bedraggled. You know, runs along probably say the opposite of bejeweled. Bedraggled. Anyway, long lying in bed till 10 this morning, but that was after a 4:30 a.m. rise on Friday morning for the car boot, and a 4:30 a.m. rise yesterday morning for the car boot. 2 days in succession. So, it does catch up. But I'm feeling the benefit of that long lie, except physically, because I don't know what I've done, but I noticed on Thursday I had a bit of a tight back, and I'm always active and we're always doing the car boots, and I couldn't think of anything that I've done that was different from what I normally do. But anyway, so a long lie in bed doesn't actually aid having a painful back or a sore back. But it's fine now, I've had a really long she ran round the garden and she's run all the way around and come back through and out the other way, and she's still looking at me as if to say, come on then. Yes, she's as grey can be. Her brown is jaded and the rest of her flanks are grey like an old body. Wait a minute, like me. So I didn't take my wee walk along the path and back this morning. I'm sitting on the back doorstep because that is where the sun is shining this morning. Right here, right now, my back doorstep. The only thing is that the sun's now just about to go away and the back doorstep is actually cold on my bum. Other than that, it's fine, it's dry. Now she's raking through all the leaves. Don't have to make some mess. I love the way they do it though. I love the way that they, this amazing quick flick of the head with the beak, and they can throw leaves quite a distance. She's actually throwing stuff here about 3 feet away. Oh yeah. So I'm feeling okay. When I was in the shower this morning, my head was running around so many things. I couldn't control it. It was like a pinball machine that went wild. Couldn't settle on one thing. I wasn't particularly anxious to settle out on one thing, to be honest. In fact, I really didn't care. So sometimes settling on one thing, unless it's extremely positive, is not a good thing. So I let it run riot. Maybe that's what's wrong with us nowadays, is modern life, particularly me. Sometimes you just get things in your head, you can't get them out, and everything else suffers, you know. And if it's not a particularly nice thing, like a task you don't want to do, or something that hurts you in the emotional sense, then it's better if you don't let it focus on that. Sun's come back out again. What a difference is when it's out. Oh, Yesterday we had the rain covers on and off about four times. Lots of things got wet. The first time the rain came on, it was totally unexpected. And I had walked home to pick up an item that was too big to put in the car to carry back along. I'd only just got home when the rain came on. So I had to walk all the way back in the pouring rain. But I was thinking all the time about my poor wife. I've been trying to get the covers on everything. It's funny now. Actually, it was quite funny at the time. When I got back, I saw all the covers from a distance. From a distance. Who sang that again? From a distance. There was harmony. Oh. Anyway, from a distance, I saw the covers on. And I saw the other car booters and sellers hiding away. And as I approached the car, I saw my wife sitting behind the steering wheel, simply because she couldn't get in the passenger side because of the stuff that was it was still sitting in there. And it was this sad wee face looking out at me, and I knew she was going to say something. Like, trust you, disappeared, but actually she had sent me away, so she couldn't say that. So as I opened the door, she says, "This wasn't supposed to happen." So I didn't smile, and I just says, "Tell that to the clouds." It was this sad, wet, wee face. That's terrible. Anyway, the rain went off, the sun came out, the covers came off, and I was one and well with the world for till the next shower of rain. Ah well. So two car boots just wipe out your days, because when you come home, you know, the time you get home, get washed, get your tea, your dinner, and then you just don't feel like doing anything else. All you want to do is nothing. But once my wife had a sleep yesterday, and I had a couple of coffees, we went out and emptied the car in the garage, and she'll sort it all out today, and I'll get rid of rubbish that's left. So a nice lazy Sunday. Actually, it's kind of day to go run in the car, but phew, I won't do that. We'll have a real calm, chilling out kind of day. Thing is, that when you take it into account, you know, it actually wipes away 3 days, you know, Friday, Saturday, and after a long lie, it'll soon be noon. 3 days wiped out. Well, all for a good cause, of course, all for a good cause, and she's collecting amazing monies. But that's down to the people who donate and the people who buy, simple as that. So this morning, I'm feeling much better for a long while, feeling okay. I'm feeling pretty good physically, actually, apart from that slight niggle in the back. That'll go. Mentally, I'm feeling fine in this lovely fresh air. Pardon me, fresh air. It's not cold, it's not particularly warm either. Definitely autumn, without a doubt. We skipped midsummer. We certainly skipped midsummer. Yes, I think the Earth is hurtling around the Sun faster than it should, taking us deeper and deeper out into space, way out to the cosmos, leaving the Sun behind. Do you think they'd tell us if the? Do you think they'd tell us if the world was? I mean, the world as in Earth was actually had changed its orbit, its axis. Its. Do you think they'd actually tell us? I know I'm just being. What we're just being, I don't know. Anyway. I don't believe it is that, but would they tell us if it was, you know, it's tilted a tenth of a degree or something stupid like that, you know? Do you think they'd tell us?